Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Joel 2:28-32. Joel chapter 2, verse 28-32. And afterward I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be deliverance, as the Lord has said, even among the survivors whom the Lord calls. My theme for reflection is, when the Spirit pours, the world turns. When the Spirit pours, the world turns. There is a saying that some people are so heavenly minded that they are of no earthly good. However, if Joel 2 teaches us anything, it is this: when heaven touches earth, everything changes, and not just for a select few. When God's Spirit is poured out, it does not trickle, it floods, it moves, it awakens dry bones and weary hearts, and yes, it turns the world upside down. Joel is not a book that many of us have bookmarked. Locust plagues and ancient poetry do not always stir excitement in modern readers. Yet the very obscurity of Joel reminds us of something central to the gospel. God often speaks most powerfully through what is overlooked. A tiny, battered nation ravaged by famine, and fear receives a word of future hope so bold that Peter will later quote it at Pentecost to explain the coming of the Holy Spirit. In a time of devastation, Joel points not just to restoration, but to transformation. The problem at the heart of Joel's message extends beyond mere agriculture. The locusts serve as a vivid metaphor for an all-consuming loss, whether of security, resources, joy, or hope. They consume what sustains us. And what are we left with when our lives feel stripped bare by anxiety, grief, and uncertainty? Perhaps Joel's ancient audience viewed empty fields. Perhaps we see empty bank accounts, burnt-out hearts, or silent churches. In both cases, the temptation remains the same: to believe that the emptiness is permanent. But Joel's vision, especially in chapter 2, verse 28-32, offers something astonishing. After promising to restore the land and fill the vats with wine and oil, God moves beyond the material to the spiritual. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Not the elite, not the few, not especially anointed, all flesh, sons and daughters, young and old, servants and free, each is caught up in this tidal wave of divine grace. The Spirit democratizes prophecy. No one is too low, too insignificant, too damaged, or too late. As the theologian Jürgen Moltmann once wrote, the Holy Spirit is the power of the future in the heart of every believer. Here, the day of the Lord, once associated with fear and judgment, now carries a promise of redemption and outpouring. The God who sent locusts is also the God who sends His Spirit. The terrifying is transformed into the life-giving. Judgment is not just the last word. Salvation is. And this is what it means for us today. We live in a time that is just as marked by fear and scarcity though perhaps of a different kind. Emotional exhaustion, spiritual drought, social division, societal division, all threaten to consume us like locusts. But Joel reminds us that the Spirit of God is not scarce. God is not rationing hope. The Spirit is poured, not drizzled. And when it falls, it empowers us not just to survive, but to speak, to dream, and to see. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what in your life today feels like it has been devoured by locusts? Where do you need the Spirit to bring new life? Number two, have you disqualified yourself from being used by God? What might change if you truly believe His Spirit was for you? And now our practical exercise for the day. Today, write a short prayer or prophetic encouragement for someone in your life, a child, a friend, a colleague. Speak Spirit-filled words of life over them and trust that God can use even your small act to breathe hope into someone else. Holy and gracious God, You are not stingy with Your Spirit. Pour it out on us again. Where we are dry, flood us. Where we are silent, fill our mouths with truth. Where we are afraid, strengthen our hearts. Use us, sons and daughters, young and old, weary and hopeful, to speak of Your wonders. And may all who call on Your name find in You salvation, strength, and peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.